Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 8 meeting with Chicago.
What do you think coming off the bye, what do you think kind of the mindset is? I mean, do you guys think about the past or is it all looking ahead?
I think you can't ignore the past, but, you know, we're forward thinking at this point, kind of have to be. Every game forces a playoff game. That's how it feels and how it's going to have to be from here on out. Dug ourselves in a deep hole, but in order to get in the dance, we got to really be locked in from here on out, so we're trying to do that.
We've heard guys talk about going 12-5 finishing out. That means not losing the rest of the way. Have you figured out what the equation would be to get where you need to be for the postseason?
Not exactly. I mean, you know, as speaking from a defensive perspective, I think we had our first or one of a decent game against the Rams last week. I still think we could have played a lot better. We're getting healthier as a team, but as a defense going forward, I think we just got to attack more and be physical and, you know, just be aggressive. Just go make plays on the ball, stuff like that.
Kyle, a piece of that was Alohi arriving. Just your thoughts on what that has allowed you to be able to do and be used differently than you were prior to his arrival.
Yeah, I think Lowe's a great guy, and he was a senior at Notre Dame when I was a freshman. So freshman year, he was my roommate in camp, talked me off the ledge, all that stuff. Great guy, and it's good to be playing with him again. As a football player, he's great. He's been in the league. This is his sixth year, and he's done great over there in L.A., and I'm glad we got him. But as a defense, I think that does allow me to kind of move around and do some different things. And that's not just me. That's everybody. And just we have a different duality that we can throw at teams, and you know, we have our fastball. We kind of got some off-speed pitches too.
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. I mean, the game against the Rams was maybe the best game of the season. I mean, why do you think it worked better in that game?
You know, it's kind of a backs against the walls mindset. Never seen a boxer get out of the corner by not swinging or throwing any punches. So. It's kind of that mindset that we should have brought into the season, which I feel like we kind of had in the Rams game and Browns game. I thought we played well too, but like I said, forward thinking, not really too worried about those games. We got a lot to prove going forward, so you got to do it again and do it better.
Lamar go out of practice today?
You
see much of it all?
Nah, I'm on the complete other field. I'm sure he looked good.
Why would it be that way?
I don't necessarily feel that way. I think this team is better when we're playing physical and playing fast. And I mean, the personnel stuff is personnel stuff. I think we could line up and base the whole game and get a shutout if we needed to. We just got to play the right way. Obviously, you need to throw different stuff in there to give the offense different looks, but I don't think it's an individuality thing as much as it's just a team defense and a team thing as a whole for us to go out there and get stops and get a win.
Kyle, Harb said that the ping pong table and all that stuff removed from the locker room. There's a couple team leaders, player leaders. Does removing some of that stuff, can that kind of help with the team's mindset, do you think?
I don't know. It wasn't my decision. I don't really know what – I didn't even realize they were gone, to be honest. But I guess it's kind of a big thing now. But I wasn't – really in tune with the whole thing going on, but I don't think it's that big a deal whether it was players, coaches, whether in the locker room, out the locker room. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field that much, but you know, if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it.
Kyle, on the heels of playing better against the Rams and now Roquan being back in the practice field, I mean, how big is that to kind of continue that momentum coming out of the bye week and having Roquan back in the field?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get somebody like that, like Roquan, back on the field, I think it's kind of reminds me of the 2022 season when it was my rookie year and we traded for Roe and kind of provided a spark then. And, you know, hopefully we can get this thing turned around. And I think getting him back is a big first step to doing that.
What do you see Caleb Williams is studying him?
He's super talented. I mean, number one pick for a reason. Can make all the throws on the field. Probably one of the best outside of Lamar at keeping a play alive and creating stuff on the move and off schedule plays. And I think their offense as a whole is very talented top to bottom. I know they kind of revamped the O-line a little bit So they're blocking well and got some young receivers and tight ends who are really good, and Swift and everybody back there is running the ball really well. So it's a challenge. They're rolling too, so props to them. I think they started 0-2 and they won 4 straight, if I'm not wrong. And so it's up to us to go out there on Sunday and put out the fire and light our fire.
You talked about Roquan and how that can help your defense. Just the big picture wise, when you have guys coming back, Roquan, Lamar on offense, practicing today, like, how does all of that kind of just lift the team coming off the bye, knowing what you're looking to do down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the season to this point is not where we want it to be, and anybody who follows the Ravens or supports the Ravens wants it to be. But I can honestly say I don't think morale is super low. I think we're just more so ready and eager to turn things around. Obviously, getting players back is a great thing. Getting those kind of guys back is awesome. But I don't think there's been any drop in practice, drop in talk around the building. And I think that's a great thing. It's something that can't go unspoken for, because I feel like getting in this position, and we haven't really been in this position, it's easy to kind of put your head down and mail it in. But, you know, we still feel like we're talented enough to make the playoffs and make some magic when we do. So it's up to us to take a week at a time and not get too worried about next week or next Thursday, whatever it may be. Just focus on the Bears this Sunday. Not one thing in particular. Actually, maybe one thing in particular. Guys just not caring if you mess up. Like, it sounds kind of crazy saying that, but as a football player, especially as a defender, like, there's got to be some sort of chaotic style of play that you have, and I think everybody on our defense has that in them. It's just a matter of letting it loose, and, you know, who cares if they catch a ball on me, get it down, tackle it, play another play, and blitz hard, tackle hard, just play hard and have fun. I think it's kind of something that gets lost a little bit when you're losing games. It's obviously, you want to win games, it makes it more fun, solves a lot of problems, but you got to learn to just go out there and have fun, play to play, and attack everything like it's your last.
When there are so many injuries and inexperienced guys and younger guys being in a bigger position, is that something that has to be verbalized? Like, hey, let's just don't worry about making mistakes, like, just go out fine, and that's what corrects it?
No, for sure. I think, and I've said that before games, and I don't want it to sound like it's like Little League football, like just go have fun, like it doesn't matter if you win or lose. Obviously, we want to win the game, but it almost is that in a sense. It's like, this is the same game you've been playing since you were 5 years old, whatever it may be, whoever it may be. Like, just go attack and just go hit somebody. Like, it just comes down to running and hitting. So you just got to run and hit better than the other team. I mean, everybody's situation is different. I think he's done a great job for what we've asked him to do. Obviously, with AD getting hurt, and I'm not a coach, I don't know who was going to play how much, but I assume that Malachi has been playing more because of that, and he's kind of been thrown to the fire on a team that have been through it the past couple of years and a defense that has high expectations. So I think he's done a great job just given the scenario, what he's been asked to do, and I don't think he's lost that spark at all or anything just through this 1-5 stretch that we've been on. Been a complete pro the whole time, understands what he's doing wrong, understands what he's doing right, and I think the whole room does a good job of shining a light of both of those sides. Like, he's made some great plays that may go unnoticed to the naked eye, but he also has some stuff to learn too, and I think he's such a pro in the sense that he wants to get that stuff fixed, and not by any means has he been a bad player. I think he's been great for us so far. He's played dang near every snap of every game, so props to him. Just glad he's getting this experience.
Kyle, you know, when a team starts off 1-5, you know, everything is going to be criticized by everybody. As far as the coaching staff, how do you think this team still responds to the coaches right now?
I think well. I think at this point in the season, it's not like you're about to just – it's going to be anarchy around here or anything like that. Like, this is the time where you got to stick together. And we always talk about through the highs and lows, and haven't had too many lows besides just like the playoffs and stuff like that. We've had some, obviously some games not go our way, but like we've had great seasons since I've been here, and haven't had a season like this. So That was really testing ourselves when we talk about through the highs and lows. We're brothers and all this stuff, and that goes to the coaching staff too. And, you know, we need, as a group, staff, players, whoever's involved, need to get this thing turned around because it is unexcusable and inexcusable, rather. And sorry, I'm kind of weird about grammar like that. But everybody can say what they want about our schedule being tough or this and that or whatever, but like at a certain point we're gonna have to beat these teams anyway in the playoffs or whatever it may be. So I don't really like that excuse. I think we should go out and win every game that we play, and for it to be a scheduling thing or schedule quote unquote lines up in the later half of the season, I don't really like that perspective at all, because everybody in this league is good, and we've lost games to teams we weren't supposed to lose games to, quote unquote. So it's up to us every week to be pros about it and understand that, look, we're 1-5. People are coming here thinking we're slim picking right now and just a free win. So we're going to get everybody's best shot. And it's up to us to kill that narrative and get it turned around.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you all.